God, let's get with it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Spirit and life. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know why you're sitting like that? Because you just don't hear what the Spirit's saying.
Hallelujah.
You just don't.
Oh, glory to God. Bless you.
Have no fear of losing your soul. None at all. I got to yell at you. Oh, I don't have to, huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You know what you're doing, don't you?
Oh, bless your name.
Don't you? Don't you? You damn hard heads.
Hallelujah.
Oh. You stiff neck.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You uncircumcised in heart. You do always.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Always?
Always.
Always?
Always.
Yeah, they said, hey, you call it always, and it doesn't even move you.
Oh, God.
Look at your face. Oh, you're wounded now, huh? Have you thought about how much you hurt the heart of God today?
That's right. Amen.
That's called godly sorrow.
Amen.
No, you're not going to do it. You've given yourself over to this hardened generation.
Oh, God.
You're sitting in the land of Goshen.
Goshen.
With destruction on every side.
That's right.
Not touching you at all. And only because of the blood on the doorpost. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, damn it.
Hallelujah.
You stiff neck.
Oh, yeah.
You. And somehow, in this age we're living in, we think our good works.
My Lord.
Impresses God.
Oh, God.
Oh, because we care. Do you care about Him?
Yes.
You only care about yourself.
Oh, God.
All right, you're doing fine.
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't really want to talk like this, but
glory.
I look at you folks. I watch the way you respond. I watch the, somehow you got this thing on you. That you think you are acceptable to God. And see, I spent a whole week. I don't intend to look at you for. See, I don't look at you. You're making me sick.
Amen.
Making God sick. I'll spill you. Oh, you know the book, don't you? Don't you? Then you quote it for me. Because thou sayest, I am rich. I'm increased with goods. I have need of nothing. God says, you're lukewarm. You are lukewarm. You are, thus saith the Lord. You are, and your head is going like that. Where's your heart? Where's your heart?
He
can't do nothing about it, can you? Can't. No, you can't. Because you don't want to. My people love to have it so. Now, what am I supposed to do with that? All you fine folks sitting in front of me, oh, he's a man of God. Woo! Yeah. But when he starts talking to you, you want to talk back, talk up, talk around? Hey, I can go back out of here. Stop this iniquitous living.
Amen.
There's only one thing that you can do that will impress God, and that's faith. And that's what you lack, is faith. Faith. You think works is going to take the place of faith? Now, I do believe in faith that works, but I don't believe in works that produce faith. Do you understand that? Do you, Peter Bridge, understand that? Do you understand? How are you going to remember it? Faith without works. Works of faith.
Hallelujah.
Hold up a minute. I said, just stargaze a little bit. They don't go like that. White sepulchers full of dead man's bones. A valley full of dry bones. So dry you can't even hear them rattle. Oh, I'll bet that we were so glad to see like hell you are. You're not even. I was listening. See, I listened to my broadcast. I meant to take a look at the date on this, the last few that I put on last night. In fact, must be 10, 15 years ago. And I'm preaching a message now that I preached 15, 20 years ago. Damn you, knock it off! No woe is me and you. No. No abhorring yourself, although I pled with you, and pled with you, and I pled with you, do you abhor yourself? And I told you a few weeks ago, yes I did, when I walked in the dining room, yes I did. I said, if you don't abhor yourself, you're not going into the kingdom, yes I did. You love yourself too much. You really do. Now I tell you what I've been telling you for years, only a few are going to make it. It's so frightening that every hour I pray, I wonder if I'm going to make it. And the truth of the matter is I'm not. I'm not going to make it. If the Lord don't make it, he that builds,
yes, Lord,
builds and make.
Oh God. Oh God.
Ooh. Oh, what a willing people. Look them right square in the face. Look at them. Look at everyone. Look at everyone. Look at them. They look at them. Tip me back. She'll look at them with that faraway look. She'll sit there. Oh, well, I'm going to make it okay. I can do what I want to do. God, fools. God, fool. God, get mad at me. God, get damn fools. What more can you do to me? The worst thing people can do to me is not hear me.
Amen.
I made myself clear. I'm not going to look at your faces.
All right.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I was warned when I started out years and years ago, be not afraid of their faces. So you look at me any way you want to. If you go ahead, Gino, you look so long as that. Go ahead. Come on here. Come on. Don't turn your head and don't just keep on looking. No, come on, that's it. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
You should say years ago, if looks could kill, I'd be dead.
My Lord.
Amen.
That irks me. Y'all sit there like you're so willing to hear. You shake your head, you go, then you go right back out and just do exactly what I tell you not to do. Anybody know what I'm dealing with right now? All you spiritual folk. Edward? Timothy? Richard? What am I dealing with? What am I dealing with? Iniquity! Who's? Who's? But I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm doing what God put me to do. Yeah. What is that? What is that?
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
A leper. Cannot. And see, you won't spend no time before your God. That's what I've been doing all week. See, you won't do that.
Okay.
You won't spend no time, although you got plenty of time. You ain't got that much to do around here that you can't see God. No, you can make a big deal out of the simple living we got here. God, they can be go tough job. I gotta do this. We gotta do that. We gotta do that. We gotta do that. Gotta do that.
Amen.
This one said that. That one said this. This one said that.
Amen.
You're doing fine.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Sometime around 8:30 on the broadcast, I heard the story of my trip to New Orleans 3 years ago. Nobody caught it. A woman came to me and a young man. Now this is 30 years ago. How much further are we along than that? Hey! Boy, if I had a club, I knew I'd slap it alongside your head. If I could pierce your heart, it's so hard and so... At least, oh, I don't hear that either. See, not a one of you. Not a one of you. Not a one. Not a one was waiting for me when I came out of the tomb. See, you mocked me on that one. You have mocked me on that one over and over and over again. Why are you telling me that, God? Why are you telling? Oh, I don't believe God told you that. Go ahead, get the hell out of here. Get out of this place. Get out. Oh, you toughies. The know-it-alls. You just don't know God. He knows you, but you don't know Him. Boy, they tough. God, they tough. Hard. God. Nice, God. I remember one time God sent me around the country. He said, if you have one person that pleases you, you don't please me. Right. Hey, you remember that one? Yeah. Hey, did anybody remember that one? Yeah. Does anybody in this damn house remember that one? Yeah. Oh, I don't believe God told you. That's the truth. A lot of you folk don't believe God speaks to me. Oh, you just don't believe it. Oh, lip service only.
Oh,
honor with their lip.
Oh, God.
That's one way God taught me, by His Word.
Yes, Lord.
The Spirit and the Word agree.
Amen.
I know the Word.
Amen.
I know the Word.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, I know God because God is His Word.
Hallelujah.
I remember going all over, maybe 15 places. And God said, you please one person. Everybody came. He's like, oh, they were so glad that I came that time. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm so glad you came here for us. I've heard it for years. I've heard it for years. And I've had this kind of rejection like you. And yet God still keeps me here, doesn't He?
Amen.
Just shut your damn mouth.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
This ain't what I want to talk about, because you damn folks don't realize how close destruction is.
Yes, Lord.
You just don't get it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Lepers.
Oh.
Lepers. Spotted. Your garment spotted. Spotted. I guarantee you there's hardly one person who gave that scripture any kind of serious thought.
Oh, okay.
Having your garment spotted by the flesh.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
All right, Brother Patterson.
Oh, God.
There's none like Him in the
earth. Say it loud.
Hallelujah.
There's none like Him.
Convince these folks, you believe it.
Oh, okay.
God. Because there's an upright man, one that feareth God and is true and evil.
Convince these folk.
Hallelujah.
Convince them. Convince them.
Hallelujah.
The ones you live with. The ones they know who you are and who you are. Convince them.
And still he holds his passage and take
it. Convince them.
Amen.
Persuade men.
All right.
Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, I persuade.
Hallelujah.
How would you persuade? What would you do?
Words,
knowing.
Yeah.
Terror. All week long, that's all I felt was the terror of the Lord.
Yes.
Not you. I'm not afraid of you. What can you do to me? Call the cops on me? Brother Jackie, I don't mean to be smart. I really don't. But there's nothing you're telling me that I haven't told these people all along. Nothing, absolutely nothing. You see, some of the things he said to me, it just scared me half to death. Because he really would like to sell his place and move over here. And then I could put up with him every day. Every day. Every day. And you think I want you back here that quick, don't you? Like hell I do. We get along very well without you. And God can get along without you. He's still going to be God, folks. He's still going to be God. He's still going to be God. You understand that? He's going to finish what he started. You hardhead. You rebellious house. Oh, look holy. Come on now, look real holy. Look sanctimonious. Put on your long robes. Iniquity will be your... How many relationships have you messed up with your iniquity? So you want to do your way, they want to do their way, and pow! If I bring out any incident, any, I don't care what it is, the spirit of rebellion will just go contrary to what's right just because it wants to rebel. Now I'm going back and finish the story about that. I made a trip around. I got all the way down to Metairie. You hear that, brother? Before I even knew you, I probably knew all these more than you were.
Oh, God. Jesus.
The Metairie, where a man walked up to me. He had a great big ministry up in Ontario, London, Ontario area.
Oh, bless you.
Came all the way down here. Let him come around and preach over here. Then he went away and said, what kind of ministry is that? It's a big church. It's a little motel. Never mind. You people do not understand my language at all.
Oh, bless you.
I could sit here all morning long and talk about 200 people or more who would come to me for an advantage. And then when I wouldn't give it to them, you're not going to get advantage over me. I'm the one that God chose. Not you. He chose you to hear me to talk. I don't believe that. Then get out of here.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Don't ever come back.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hey, look how defiant you are. I'll call the law. I'll sue you. I want my money back. I'm scared to death now. Because I got you turning your money in pretty regular. And every time I see it, I go, oh, no. Oh, God. Yeah, she does it. She's on PayPal. This is like clockwork now. You folks don't believe it's more blessed to give.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Than to receive. You think I'm the blessed one, huh? Oh, don't you? Oh,
thank you, Father.
Don't you? Oh. I gave you this. So you ought to be blessed. But it's more blessed. See, now you won't even go on that, will you? It's more blessed to give than to receive. So who's getting a greater blessing? Who's getting a greater blessing? I ask you, who's getting a greater blessing? Once it's out of your hand, in my hand, now I've got to... Oh, boy, just look at this house. They just won't budge. I'm telling you, folks, if you think you're going to impress God with your good works, what you need is patience. And let patience have it. It will make you perfect. How do you like that one? Let patience have is perfect. It's given to make you perfect. Just men who God would be patient with to make you perfect. And then go right back out and do it again. This damn mind. This damn mind.
Oh, Jesus.
Great. Amen.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Joe, do you remember who that guy was from Canada?
About the, somebody.
Huh?
I want to say Paul somebody.
He's a preacher. Big church in London.
Right.
Came down, he followed. Oh, when I first met him in New Orleans.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He was in there before I got in there. He was already preaching. I said, who the hell are you? Never mind. See, no matter what I say, you folks are going to play that game on me. And you're going to turn and use it against me.
Oh,
I know I live with you long enough. Well, we know you, okay, so you know me. So I'm not God's man.
Oh, my Lord.
You pat me and slap me around. Don't pay no attention to me.
Go ahead.
Just go ahead.
My Lord God. Oh, Jesus. My Lord.
Isn't it a shame that I got to come with, on the radio?
Yeah.
Amen.
In this crucial hour.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Yeah.
To deal with you.
Amen.
You had a whole week without me. You learned how to. Then I watched the way you do things.
Oh, Jesus.
I watched the way you react to things. I went all the way around and got the battery, and I was preaching. And God said, if you please one person,
all right.
Smite them, God. They're mocking me again.
Amen.
They're mocking me.
Amen.
Every one of you want me to please you.
Sure.
Oh,
every one of you.
Oh, Lord.
And sometimes I'll just let you do what you're doing.
Yeah.
But you want me to please you.
Oh, Jesus.
Two times this week, I received from far off places.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
And I could use a good rest with y'all be dismissed. Or you think I was going to come in and be a different man?
Oh, no.
I'm going to change. I don't like me. I don't like me. I don't like being angry. I don't like being weak.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
I don't like you. See, we've liked so much, we don't want to love this.
Amen.
You think you got to like what you love. But if you love, you won't like. I promise you. If you love, you won't like the way things are. You abhor this. You won't like this. You won't please this. No, you won't.
No way.
I lay in my bedtime. I'm in bed on a good part of the day because every once in a while I got to go lay down. You don't believe me. I don't have to, but I do. It sort of eases the pressure on my system.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm remarkably amazed how my brain still works. My feet don't want to work, my leg don't want to work, but my brain, which is my heart. My heart still works.
Bless you, Lord.
Damn you, folks. That isn't there. Should I tell him this, Lord? Should I tell him? They're not going to hear. I know you told me that. I said they won't hear. But for your sake, you say so you're free from them. Just free from them.
Oh, bless
you. Hey, Jack, every time you send me a message, don't you wish I'd transfer it over to the people? Jackie! Isn't that the reason why you send me big, long messages? You'd like me to tell the people, or you'd like to tell them, wouldn't you? Would you? Come on, Jack, answer me!
What about you?
I didn't ask that! God damn it, what do you do?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, are we... Hey, just say three or four words what you're trying to tell these folk, right, around the world. Tell them! You want to tell them? You want to know how close it is? That's what you're telling them? Hey, come on, tell them, say yeah!
Yes.
Yeah, I want you to know how close this is.
Amen.
Yes. I want you to know, I'm serious about it.
Amen.
Every message you send, big, long ones.
Amen. Is that close?
they'll make statements like this could be very well be our last Passover. I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. And just because you're in the tabernacle don't mean you're going to attend the Passover. You got your heart planned out there. Oh, Brother Stay said to the young man, I sure hope you're wrong about Jesus coming. I looked at him, what? I'm just a young man, I want to get married. Want to buy a house. I'd like to live in it for a while. I said, what are you saying, boy? Another one said, a woman coming. I just bought me a new house. I just moved from New Zealand. I'd like to live a while. I just gave up my little old lifestyle. I'd like to enjoy myself a while.
3 years. Oh, God.
See, then this whole point again. That's all he writes me about. He's been bringing up this war about, with Iran. And I tried to tell you, folks. See, he even got into the fifth thunder. But you stay out of it. That's mine. God gave me the thunders. And I told you when we go to the fifth one, I done damn told you. I done told you. Bang, bang, bang. 5, 6, 7 trumpets. And the voice of that seventh trumpet, that seventh thunder.
Hallelujah.
That's talking about that seventh church age.
Hallelujah.
The seven vows.
Yes,
seven, 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 seven. Damn fool. Smart boy, you smart Alex. Smart Alex. One of the things that I... Terry!
Yes, sir.
Come here, boy. Or, excuse me, sir, you're not a boy.
That's all right, brother. Lord bless you.
Oh, Terry's back to doing what he used to do, calling me and crying.
Bless you, Lord.
Calling this morning.
Order!
Maranatha, my brother. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
What do you remind me of?
Son, you just be there. I cannot let you fail. Yes, sir. Amen. Flesh is failing, but his purpose. Yes, sir.
Am I here?
Yes, sir.
Am I here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here? Are you far off? You poor saps. For 3 years I've been on probation. Well, bless you, them things they say about you, are they true? You make the judge. Did I touch a little girl's breath? No, I didn't do that. But you make the judge. I saw you do it, yeah?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Wow.
Bless you, Lord.
Wow. Wow. Can't see afar off, can we? I keep telling you, folks. If they ever take me out of this place, it won't stand. It won't stand a week. It won't stand a week. Huh. See, you have no security in this land. You can't claim none of it. You get nothing out of it. They won't give you none of the money. You can't do it. You hear me? Now, Brother Patterson over there, he can claim his house, and I give him one. He can claim. Although neither one should claim. You ought to give the due to the one who had the rightful claim.
Yeah.
Put the claim on your life.
Yeah.
Who claimed your soul?
Yeah.
Who bought your will?
Yeah.
Who paid for you?
Yeah.
How much I owe? What do I owe? Why do I owe? Not a day goes by, I don't pray about the situation I'm in.
Oh, bless
over 3 years now. Rested. What did I hear about? What do you? I've been arrested. I've been in jail 4 times in my life. Every one of the charges was charged on immorality. Every one of them. None of them were proven. I'm not an immoral man. Because your mind is so filthy. Look at me. And you folks think you're fooling me, huh? Well, I saw you hug that sister. I saw you peck that one on a fanny. Why do you allow it? So you can fuss about it. So you holy Joes who are so envious because you can't do it and get away with it. Well, you'd like to do it, but sort of a little afraid.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Who do you think you're fooling with, people? I've been schooled and trained. I remember that, Lord. I never told him about that, but I remember it. Was it 18? No. What's the matter, son? To think that God would even honor it in such a way. Well, I wasn't there. I can't believe it. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, but I wasn't there, so I can't believe it. When they nailed him to the cross, and his mother said, I wasn't there, so I can't believe it.
Oh, God, Jesus.
When he came out of the tomb, I wasn't there, so I don't believe it.
Oh, Jesus. Glory to God.
Well, what are we supposed to believe? What is written? Yes. What kind of a preacher would be a preacher if he had something was written? It's written. It's written. It's written. It's written. How could I preach the coming of Jesus Christ if it wasn't written? It's written. It's written. It's written. It's written.
Oh! Yes, Lord. Lord!
It's written, boy! What a damn fool you are! Give up your young life. All you're doing is remember that Creator in the days of you. And you got so much in your mind, you don't remember nothing now. Just remember Him. Glory! Glory! Glory!
Glory! Glory!
Remember the lady would go, remember? Here we go again.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Glory.
Nobody remembers. Well, will you remind us? I can do that too. I have several times. I told a little woman in New Orleans, in Alabama. I was just a young fella.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Glory.
Amen.
Good.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. You can help me out. And now when I start praying, we get all excited. You ready? Oh, Father, in Jesus'
name.
Well, she got it. Look at that. She got it. Whoa. Stop looking like that. It's time you sober up.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Boy, she got it out. Look at that. Next night, we get in there, and she's first one in line again. Come on. Back in line again. What's the matter? Oh, Father Jesus.
How much you know myself?
There she goes. I was just a young fellow, and that helped me out. I was sure about praying for this person. She getting it. 3 nights in a row. 3 nights in a row she comes out of me like that. On the 4th night, we had a very famous evangelist come in. I mean, does anybody understand my speech? His name was Harry Hample. He was one of the original Voice of Healing. Well, back to Voice of Healing. For 20 years, the Voice of Healing was spirited the healing revival. that took place after the Azusa Street revival. Oh, I didn't know that. When the Holy Ghost was poured out, you saw the beginning of the restoration. And it became, it was identical to their Pentecost.
Yeah.
It was followed by healing revival, miracle revival, all over the world. All over the world. Somebody preach, I got it, preacher. Do you know from a small farm in the state of South Carolina, in the United States of America, all over the world. And you are part of that, and you see like a bunch of deadheads. How'd you like to picture somebody like Sister Matthews and Brother Matthews? Huh? But they're right there, I promise you. They're right there. Brother Matthews about dead. Demon possession taken over. A lot of these Christians are being attacked by devils. I wonder if one got close to you. I wonder if he got to your mind. Start using that tongue. Huh? Jesus, use me. Here's how I want you to use me.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you how to do it, God. Why can't you make me a nice preacher? Trying to make me look good at all in vain.
Okay.
As long as you see it. Satisfied with it.
Right.
Said, put my teeth in, put them back out. God look at it. See, I can't talk to you. You're so far away. You're so far away. If you was in my situation for the last 3 years, what day would you feel secure in? What act would you do that make you feel? What, would you talk like this, take a risk? With somebody popping up their mouth on you?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, brother. Doesn't even move them. There's love right there. There's love.
Oh, God.
Don't you, Brother Burgess, know how much strength he was to me for years? Does he not know that? Don't you know how much strength we can be to each other? Don't you know that? See, brother, in your place. Standing true. Maintaining your testimony. Don't testify about me. Testify about Jesus Christ. And look what you've done. Look what he's done. He was nailed to the cross. He bore your sin. He took your sorrow. Somebody ought to give him praise. Surely there's a people. Surely there's a people on this earth who can give God the praise. Surely. Surely there's a place in every reason. Surely the presence,
hallelujah,
is in. Come here, Jacob.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
One day I got pretty hard on. What was her name? You know her name. What was her name?
Charlene.
Oh, God. Oh, that. What was her name? Huh? Oh, God.
Oh,
a sister walked into the dining hall, started to run her mouth about me. It ain't right what he's doing. It ain't right, remember?
Oh, bless you.
Get out of my presence. Get away from me.
Dennis,
what was her name, Dennis? You dealt with her. Say it.
Yeah.
Mainstay around here. None of you folks remember when she came to the dining hall and raised hell with me. None of you. And how many of you agree with her? He did it at first. So once I gave her going over, he actually came to the radio room. Remember? Remember? You came to the radio room, you want to talk about Sister Brown. Huh? But you caught yourself. You caught yourself. Before he opened his mouth with me, he said, "I'm wrong, ain't I?" And turned around and walked out. I kept him. She was already gone. Remember? Remember? They stood right in the door. Are you ready? I want to talk about this sister. What you doing with Sister Brown? I remember you saying it. And I just looked at him and turned around and said, "I'm wrong, ain't I?" And turned around and walked out. How many judgments have you made and you're wrong? How many judgments do you make and you're wrong? You need a righteous judge. Thank you, brother. From Canada. We had to change his name. His name was Dave Hamilton. We had to change his name because he became a Jacob. I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. I wish some of your beauty. These grins on your face are so disgusting. They really are. And they made light of it. 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 And they made light of it.
And when the king heard thereof.
And when the king heard that they were making light of it,
he was very wroth.
He was very wroth. You identify wroth. Foaming at the mouth. Spitting everywhere. Vomiting all the things. Very wroth. Well, brother, if you had the fear of God, you would be talking like that to God's people.
Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Praise your name.
And looked on them with anger.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you what I do. Every time I talk to you like this, I tell you what I do. I go and say, "God, what I do?" And you're doing all you can do. You're warning them about their iniquity. And if I didn't know that your iniquity, so vast, had been blotted out. I remember standing in this pulpit right here.
Hallelujah.
Most of you were here.
Glory.
If you were here at that time. And I confessed my sin.
Hallelujah.
A specific sin. And you folks still won't get that. See, just getting up and saying, "I confess my sins." We've all done that.
Right.
But suppose God would have you confess to a specific sin.
Amen. Oh, Lord God Almighty.
Sure, you shouldn't get mad at me. Because I help you confess your sin.
Hallelujah.
Come on up and give me a hug.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Sister Cheryl is the only woman of that group.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
She's the only one. And she hadn't got any fatter.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, well, you got rewarded.
Amen.
You got forgiven. You got a hug. And we still get a hug. Wow. Woo.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise unto the Lord. Praise. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
Oh, they want to do it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's something else I want to talk about, but there's so much. Why stand we in jeopardy
Hallelujah.
Every hour?
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
How should we cook? How do we plant the garden? How do we cut the wood?
Oh, bless you.
How do we do this? How do we do that? And there's always a disagreement.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Always. We just don't learn how to agree.
Hallelujah.
I remember some years ago I dealt with the fellow who used to have the World Missionary Crusade. Doctor. Boy, you people don't know nothing, do you? God, they don't know a damn thing. I never got away with any unconfessed sin. And when I confessed it, I always got chastised for it in some shape or form. Even when I was just a young boy. God, they don't have it, God. I told you, son, not many. I know, but I keep holding a few, at least a few somewhere. That's all Brother Jackie's been talking about when he writes the long ones. You do that writing yourself, Jackie?
I do, yes.
Wow. I don't know if I had a page to write like that. He writes. I got them all saved, every one of them.
Oh, bless you, Jackie.
I put them on a little, they're actually called very special. But I don't do that for me, I do it for him. He ain't telling me nothing that I haven't already told. We know about the Chinese situation. We know about the Russian situation.
We know.
Hey, damn you folk. Let me just read one scripture that God gave me this morning. Hey, all you people listening. I want to read something from the book, from the Word of God.
Lord. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Kevin. You're still there.
Glory.
Come on.
Glory. Oh, yes, Lord.
The Bible tells you to be unmovable.
Hallelujah.
As you abound in the love of God. Not if you're living iniquity, be movable. The move is on.
Hallelujah.
Move a little closer. Get closer to God. Every day I have this carekeeper here making a move on me. I just stand there sometimes.
Hallelujah.
I don't do that for me. I do that for her. I'm glad she takes care of me. Yeah. But she soon gets so puffed up. I can find a lot of folks take care of me any way I want them to. Yeah, I could. Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know, God has a few people around the world care for him. And if you don't want to care, he'll find someone to care for him. And you know how to find somebody, he'll care for them. And I care for you, that's why I do it.
Glory to God. Oh, bless you. Bless you, Jesus.
She does. She finds a little spot. Now, don't get mad at me. Oh, not now, huh? Later on, okay.
Bless you, Jesus.
You never, she never gets mad at me. Twice this week from far off.
God bless you, Lord.
I don't know if I have it on my phone anymore.
Hallelujah. Love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love, Lord.
I think I stored it someplace else.
Thank you, Lord.
God has. You know, sometimes when you're floating in a flood, you grab a straw.
Oh, yeah.
So I gathered everything to show me how God's going to deal with this situation. 3 years I've been like this. 3 years. And who's having more bondage than you have? You want to measure up to your probation?
Yes, Lord. What
Hallelujah. There's no, no remorse.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Do it. Oh, God. Oh, yes.
I wasn't discreet enough for the, Alvin. Alvin the other day, was I?
Hallelujah.
Just tell him everything he wants.
Hallelujah.
You know, because I know he can use that thing against me. What do you got you can use against me?
Oh, bless you.
What can you use against me? Of course, now, if you're for me.
Oh, bless you.
You can't be both. Can't be both. If you're for me, not against me. If you're against me, not for me. All right, for God and not for you.
Hallelujah.
Tell that to him. Tell it to him.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
See, the God who judges all flesh is not going to judge me. Hasn't judged me. Am I still coming to more judgment?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Get the hell off these grounds. I'm on the air.
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Ralph, you must know about Ralph. The man spoke me 4 weeks ago and said, you'll soon be out the air. 4 weeks. I'm still here.
Glory.
And he's not.
Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I'm getting very tired of talking to you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Go lay down. You're hard people. Can't tell you nothing because you don't want to. You just don't want to hear. Twice this week, from way far off, I remember we were having trouble with the water. Now you know, don't know nothing about this either. Don't know a thing about it. So look at them, look at me. They challenged every well we had. They told we couldn't drink out of our wells. I dug two more and they said no good either. Why the hell are you folks shaking yourself? Look at those, you hear what he's saying? We finally had to make a concession because they were going to. People, will you understand we have a group of people that they consider you the public?
Yes, Lord.
Our water system is a semi public. License by the state. We got three men, three, right?
Yes.
Who take the test systematically. At first, we had to hire one.
Oh.
I didn't know that. You're just tired of that. I get so tired of you folks sitting here. What do you learn here? Don't you learn anything? When that started, I knew the law. You're allowed to put three families on one well. Has that changed?
Yes, they break it down. It's like 25. You have 25, what they call?
Faucets.
Yeah, four faucets and a certain number of.
When they first started this, if you had three families on one well, you didn't have to have a permit. I'm telling you the truth. And because we had more than one family, or three families, they challenge our well. They take a test, they go to Buford, they say it's not safe. So I dig another one. Bring in a welder. In fact, he was here the other day. The man has dug the well. I didn't know that. Oh, you both think this all this came by itself. Nobody's involved in any of this.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You bunch of stupid people. See, you're not just ignorant. You're stupid.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
God's people are a bunch of stupid people.
Oh, bless you.
They're plain stupid. We built this building. We told you how it was done.
Amen.
Timothy was used to be a foreman for a company that built these kind of buildings. So when we got this building, we had it made in the shade. He knew what to do. And then we had, what's his name, put the rug down? Oh, that was his profession? He's the one now that his wife and her are not together, and she's raising hell with me? Yeah. Who is that? The old Brad. That was his job. And then in the paneling, old Scott did a good job.
Yes, Lord.
Well, you folks, all right, everyone here, look at the paneling. Good. Now, look at the rug. We didn't get no permission to do this. In fact, the grass out there we bought, sod. We didn't grow that grass. When we done with this, we sod it, ready to go. What does that got to do with my spiritual life? What does this have to do with my Christian life? Yeah!
Yes, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Did you choose this life or did God choose it? Did you elect the providence or did God raise him up?
Lord God! Lord God! Glory! Glory!
Oh, we are something else. So far from truth. Now what I'm trying to tell you, I can't do it because your understanding is so unprovable. Twice this week. Twice. Now, I keep praying for a third one, but the Lord said, two's enough. I'll get the third one at the right time. Get another two. Or three. Somebody, please. Somebody should know the word of God in this place. Somebody ought to know it. And you don't ever use the word of God against you. It's always for. Always for. Because God's for you. Boy, that'll make some of you wretched souls. God, you're so good, aren't you? Aren't you? Oh, but blah, blah, blah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Your brother Sarah done told you.
Glory.
They're soon going to drop the case on you. They're all not detailed how it's going to happen. And they said, we told you. Don't you dare go back to jail. All right. Don't do nothing for them to put you back to jail. Because if you go back to jail, you won't live a day. They will kill you with them. And they will.
Oh, God.
I'm in jail right here, and I'm killing all the.
Hallelujah.
Just give you a little weapon to use, and you'll bang, bang, bang.
Hallelujah.
God said, I told you they'll even destroy you.
Amen.
Who are you talking to? The people I send you to.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I'm waiting. I don't want to say too much about it, the prophet, because it's so accurate. You know, you folk have seen 3 years. 3 years now. 3 years. And that doesn't bother me except that sometimes it hurts.
Right.
As far as going, I'm not going. If they take it off, I'm still not going. I'm not going to leave. This is where Jesus is going to come to find a remnant of people left alive. And I've got to keep this place going. And if we can't keep you alive, then we're going to get you out of here. The only way I can keep you alive is to say, you are dead. You are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Otherwise, you're dead. You are dead. You are dead. You are dead. Dead, dead, dead. Come on, dead bones, dry bones. Hallelujah, you got life. Come on. Hope they're not giving Jim any hope as far as coming here. That's settled. He's never coming here. Never.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
What's his name over there? In fact, I can tell those two guys are playing games with me. Huh? Don't hear a word from them, do you? Do you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name. Oh, bless you.
Who's that?
Mark.
Just as soon as I caught Mark making his move. And I don't care how much they look at me. Mark and that woman over there, we get on the phone every night. Had a long-term romance. Well, like I can say, would you be a nice-looking couple? I'm sure she don't like me talking like that, but see, I know these things.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Who in the world is that, Michelle? Oh, is that you? Still haven't learned how to fix your hair yet. Somebody offered to take care of your hair for you. Huh? You ain't gonna give him a chance, are you? Oh, she does? Doesn't like hers.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What do you do?
Well, we try.
Oh.
Bless you, Jesus.
Well, we take things so light. I've never telling you people about something, and for some reason or other, you just don't think it applies to you. I said, if I have a brother come here and tell me something, and he said, that brother is so-and-so and so-and-so, is he lying or telling the truth? And then this one, that same brother comes back and tells me about that one.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Now I got two brothers. Both telling me the truth, the way they see it. Now I got to make a judgment.
Hallelujah.
Two brothers now.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Both convinced of telling the truth. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. And 9 times out of 10, they are both telling the truth.
Oh, okay.
But their intent for telling it is not always honorable.
Hallelujah.
If a brother and sister would come to you and tell you the truth, just like Dennis back there, Dennis was going to, he did. He went to the one girl and told her. And he told her the truth. He was suspicious that she had a lesbian tendency.
Yes, sir.
That's what his suspicion was. And she was always hanging around his wife. So he went to her and
Hallelujah.
Just told her. Hey, he was right about suspicion. I told you that.
Yes.
I told you that. I told you.
Oh, bless you.
But him and I got into it. Because
yes,
I told him, I said, look, that's none of your business. That's my business.
Amen.
And it wasn't long. We got, she's gone. Now she can go about a little lesbian business.
Oh, bless you.
Are you folk ever going to wake up?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I remember the young man that came with Craig. What was his name?
Chris.
Huh? Chris.
Chris.
He was all infatuated with Craig.
Oh, bless you.
Y'all look at his face.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Oh, y'all believe it. God knows the secrets of men's heart, doesn't he? Not yours, though, does he?
Oh, yeah.
No, you know your secrets of your heart.
Oh, yes.
You ain't got no secrets, have you?
Yes.
Have you? Who are you playing with? Me or God?
Amen.
And because God let me know the secrets. Wow. And I talked you right to your face. One day I walked right down the aisle. The young man was standing right there. He looked at me and says, do I have a feminine spirit on me? Young man. Well, you live with him, did he? Did he have a feminine spirit on you? Well, you're a woman. You can't tell when a man acts like a woman sometimes. He had a feminine spirit on him. And that doesn't mean he's done anything. But by being attracted to Craig, because Craig come out of that kind of... There was a time when Craig was big gun, he wouldn't care whether a man, a woman, black or white. Look, now she's going to start to sit down again.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Oh, he my friend. Could be. Look, I don't know. See, find a young man gone. You know that? And whether you got a feminine spirit on you or not, you can be turned on from either side.
Amen. Oh, yes,
Lord. Who are you playing with? You got a lustful spirit on you, it don't care whether it's a man or a woman. It don't care. Or a cow. Or a dog. Or a tailpipe in a car. Man is a filthy creature.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
Filthy communications.
Yes. Amen.
Somehow we can communicate don't like me, do you? Michelle, can you read? You have it again. She has it again. She's over here, and she wrote another little note. I don't like the way she reads. She reads in
Acts 10.
Now, if you're going to talk, talk up. You got a big mouth.
Acts 10, 1 through 2. A devout man and one that feared God, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Dear Brother Stair, the devout man in our midst, as you have spent these last 4 days in the seclusion of your home, may the Lord have spoken to his servant, bringing revelation, sustenance, and edification to abide in the calling he predestined you to. May our hearts receive and rejoice in the revelation truth and understand the depths of his word you speak.
Hallelujah.
As you stand before the congregation this Sabbath. Number 69. The God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself.
Hallelujah.
To do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. Luke 4:22. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth.
Oh, wrong word, Lord. There was no grace in my birth. The gracious word. Warning word.
Oh, God.
Gracious.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hear God tell you something about you, then hear you tell me something about yourself. They don't match. They don't match.
Oh,
no. You look at your faces. You look at me saying, what about me? You really don't want to talk about, do you?
Read. I salute you in the Lord. Revelation 22:20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we want Jesus to come, but you're not ready.
Oh God.
Ready, Lord.
Oh Jesus. The coming of the Lord shall become decent and in order.
Hallelujah.
We gotta get things in order around here.
Amen.
Luke chapter 1.
Oh
God. God damn this house. They are so far behind the song of evil.
For as much as many have taken in hand.
We'd like to hear from the prophet. We'd like to see what he's doing. I wonder what he's learning. I wonder if he's hearing. As much
as many.
As many
have taken in hand.
Have taken in hand to try to figure out the man of God. First of all, I want to figure, is he really a man of God?
Hold on.
Is he really the prophet? Or does he just say so? Read.
Set forth in order a declaration, those things which are most surely.
Wow. Are there some things that we most assuredly believe?
Yes.
Are we assured by what we believe?
Yes.
Wow. Are you assured because you believe the prophet?
Yes.
Are you? Wow, look at you. You people stumble over something.
Oh, God.
Now, Luke was not even an apostle. And I'm the only man that actually told you what he's doing.
Amen.
Theophilus. Theophilus was, and I did not get this from history. I did not get this from a book.
No.
I was standing down here preaching in a church. Chris was up talking. And I opened the book and I read the word Theophilus. He's in the book of Luke and book of Acts.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't know that. I just told you. And when I say it, then you should know.
Amen. Oh,
boy, are you a stubborn people. I still remember sitting on the front row and Chris was reading that.
Hallelujah.
And God said, oh, I'm going to tell you who the prophet was. Hey, will you tell the folk what the prophet is?
I like him in the earth. Perfect and an upright man. The fear of God and his
I wonder how many folks can believe that. And how many times a day are you challenged to believe it? How'd you believe it? I gave you a chance.
Oh, God.
You don't believe, go and get out the door.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Lord.
See, we haven't got much time, people, no matter how you look at it. According to my calculations, we have at least to next September. And remember, I did not ever tell you that Jesus Christ is coming on the Feast of Trumpets.
Amen.
I did not tell you that. I did not tell you that. I said, Feast of Trumpets is going to come that year. And I actually use, that's why I hear Brother Best saying within 6 months. That's why I keep saying that. They said, but even 2 days within 6 months. Hey, dummies! Because that's what I said within 6 months. That's what I said. I didn't say 6 months, I said within. Feast of Trumpets is going to be September. The last one for 4 or 5 years before he... I'm not going to do it. Talking. They'll sit there. Their eyes get all twisted out of shape. The other day I came and told you what Sister Brother Jackie told my Sister Kim. Get out of my presence! You hard-hearted, unconcerned, iniquitous people. You won't take no whining at all, will you? Will you?
Jesus!
To whom shall I speak and give warning? Warning to flee from the wrath of the Lamb of God. He's going to take vengeance on people because they don't know and won't believe the gospel. Now, I'm not a dreamer, but I don't mock dreamers.
No.
Sister Kim?
Yes.
Will you stand up, please? Tell these folks about a dream you had.
I had a dream of a gathering, and I saw all new faces. I didn't see anybody that I recognized.
All right. Oh, Jesus.
Did you see me? That isn't me, boy.
Oh, God.
Maybe I'll be taken away.
Oh, Jesus.
I have one last trip. The reason I based so much on that, because God told me three things.
Yes, Lord.
He was going to do with me in spite of me.
Amen.
I don't care what you do, boy. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
And when they kill me, they'll be justified in doing it.
Doing it, yes.
When they killed Jesus on the cross, they were justified.
Yes.
When he hung on the cross for you, you were justified.
Yes.
Somebody! Yes. You tell me any other hope you have?
Yes.
Justified freely! Who don't want to dip 7 times.
Glory!
You want to be clean without dipping.
Grace. Thank you for grace, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That prophet wouldn't even come out and talk to him.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I wonder why God hasn't been talking to you lately.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The heavens are like brass.
Hallelujah.
And you know it.
Yep. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
You pray for your children, pray for your family, pray for your health.
Oh, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Bring all your tithe, all your offerings into my storehouse.
Bless you, Jesus.
And prove me all your desires.
Hallelujah.
All your ambitions.
Hallelujah.
All your successes.
Jesus.
Even all your failures.
Hallelujah.
Bring them into story.
Hallelujah.
And see.
Oh.
And God's been so good to us. We can't. Ooh, I get so angry the way we do things. I remember some time ago going into the dining hall and fuzzing at these sisters. I said, come on, we got an order around here. And you're not in order. A lot of you folks are so out of order. Read.
For as much as many as taken in hand, set forth in order.
In order. Set the house in order. In order.
Oh, God.
See, if I go and mention something, you're going to get upset with me.
Oh, God.
We have an order in the garden here. We got order on milking the cow, milking the goats, feeding the chickens, cooking in the dining hall. But yeah, we got an order. That's in case you can't fulfill it. Somebody, step right, pick it right up. They're not going to buy it, Lord. We got an order in cooking. But you all want to cook your own way. Suppose you was cooking something and you got sick and it fell over. Somebody should have stepped right in, pick it right up, go right on with it. Yeah. If you cook simple. No, you all jumped up and down again, huh? We got a garden to plant. And we got plenty of land to plant in. Oh, boy, should I take a risk with this, Lord? They tell me you'd like to work on a garden, right? Well, we got a whole garden. We don't need a little spot with your name on it. You don't follow me? I don't need no New Zealand planting. What are you planning on planting? Pumpkins? Well, get on it. We got plenty of room. We got space around here we don't plant nothing in. I need you all to plant a victory garden. Get victory over yourself. And don't plant the way it pleases you, plant with the right way. You got plans on planting onions? Good. Well, Marilyn don't go along. Okay, then we'll plant without Marilyn. Now you can look at me and say, see? You see, people, what I'm trying to show you is the way we make judgments on each other. Oh, but you told Marilyn he's in charge of what? What, Marilyn? I will tell you who you are in charge of. You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You hear me? You're in charge of keeping Marilyn straight.
Hallelujah.
And if you have trouble with that, bring it to the judge.
Thank you, Father.
See, another thing. We're going to plant this year because we got another growing season. And might do something.
That's right.
We're not planning because we need anything. We got enough food to last us for 5 or 10 years. Yeah, we do. Thank God we're going to fight, getting some of them cans out there. They're getting so old. But them beans are good. I like them beans. Mmm. And don't doctor them up. Just put them in a pot. Warm them up, bring them on. Stop trying to make them taste better. I can tell you're doing it, Jesus. Whatever. Just put the beans in it, warm them up. Uh-oh. Do folks from Trinidad know how to cook beans? No beans in Trinidad? Don't have a store to go to a lot of times. Boy, God made every one of these beans have their own taste. And if we could just stick with that taste.
Bless
Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
All you got to do is taste and see the thing is good. How many more cans than we have? Lots? Time to use them. You folks sit right there in the front of me, won't you? You won't receive me, and you won't leave me. Why? 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 What are you trying to cause a turmoil? Early church had a trouble taking care of the Grecian women. Yeah, they were having trouble taking care of the Grecian women because they were Grecian. They were saints, but they were from Greece. Had their own habits, their own manner of living. And them starch Jews had a hard time. Boy, you think by that time, you folks look at something. You hear that man talking again. What? Read that.
There arose a murmuring of the
murmuring. In those days we start getting the saints from New Zealand. They cook different, they look different, they stink different. Then we get frizzy hair. You see, there's a story in the Bible to deal with everything in there. In there. This is in the church. Read.
Against the heap, because their widows were neglected, the daily ministrations.
Mm-hmm.
Then the 12 called the multitude of...
Because the widows were starting in.
And in those days...
And in those days...
When the number of Jewish disciples, Greek disciples,
white disciples, black disciples. We didn't come here to continue your way of living. There's a way of life here that you fit in. Boy, they don't love me, God. That's all it's true. They just don't love setting things in order. They just don't love it. Read.
The number of the disciples was multiplied. There arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews.
Every time we multiply people around here, we start having disagreements.
Oh, Jesus.
Every time. Every time. And what did they do?
Murmured.
Oh, bless you.
And when you murmur, who does it finally come to? Hmm? Who finally has to deal with it?
All right.
Look, my days are numbered, people. And there's no way you're going to prolong them.
Oh, God.
Every day I say to God, I'm not fighting to stay alive. I'm really fighting to die. And then he'll quote back to me, "For me to live is Christ."
Hallelujah.
You don't live for RG no more.
Glory.
Don't please him no more.
Oh,
I'm not even strong enough to please myself. You peanut brains.
Oh, bless you.
And without faith, I have no faith this morning. I have faith in you, though.
Hallelujah.
My faith is in him.
Hallelujah.
It's not in me.
Glory.
I don't believe you. Okay, then you don't believe me. Then don't come back.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
This is my place.
Hallelujah.
I belong here.
Yes, Lord.
I'm the one in charge here.
Glory.
So when you come here, I take charge over you.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Glory, God. Thank you, Father.
You don't look at your faces. Guilty. And the do's and don't make us all guilty. Because most things we do are wrong. And a lot of things we don't do is wrong. So we're guilty.
Hallelujah.
I did it my way. Your way is wrong.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Was it the sister so-and-so? You're wrong when you judge me. whatsoever he says unto you, you do it. You. Don't worry about anybody else. You. Wow! You won't respond to the very word of God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
You know what I hear about from you people? When you're talking about yourself. Well, Brother Terry says, look, you know what my opinion is. Plant the garden. Do the dishes. Cook the food. Stop the gourmet bit. Just get a pot of beans, put it in water, cook it. Let it have its own taste.
Glory.
Now, I'm just giving an example.
Glory.
Can you hear a kickback? We have to do things here decent, with respect to each other.
Hallelujah.
With honor to the cause of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Decent and in order.
Hallelujah.
So we can do like Luke said.
Take it in hand to set forth
in
order.
So you've got to take it in hand to set forth in order. No big eyes, no little U's, no one more important than the other, none less thought of than others. We all are equal. We're children of God. We're the redeemed. We're washed in the blood. We got a living hope that we can live. Every time Jackie or what's his name called, we're still with you. We're still with you.
Glory.
And that even ought to be amazing. Because for a long time they were with me.
Hallelujah.
And he got himself in a mess.
Sure. Yes.
That's why the other day when he wrote with about Jim, because Jim keeps bugging him and he needs some help, so he rang God, Jim, you leave me out of it. Just don't plan on bringing Jim here, because he's not coming. Why is that? For 25 years I dealt with that kid. Every time he got pushed into a corner, oh, I want to be saved. I mean, he's no dummy, you know. He's no dummy.
Right.
Some folk, they think we're dumb.
Sure.
So they act dumb. Stop it. Now, to all my people listening, not many out there, couldn't get nobody sick in this morning. Maybe I'll give you a little bit of time to check out before I have somebody check in. What do you say? Hello? What's your name? All right. Tell them again.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Tell them who you are.
This is Sister Jo. Cleveland, Minnesota.
Amen.
God bless you and the saints.
We'll be with you. Shame on you, folk. Shame on you. Hello?
It's from Montclair, New Jersey. God bless you, brother. God bless you, saint. Love you guys. Thank you.
Who is that? Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, Prophet.
Where are you getting all the money from?
I got a job at AMS Automotive through a temporary temp service.
That's good. Pay your bills.
Yes, brother.
You know, brothers and sisters, y'all sitting there again with that damn look on your face. Do you understand what I deal with? Especially in my own soul. Do you have any conception of it at all? Any at all? I ask you. It's all you know at all. Do you understand? How about the one that called from Mexico? The one that called from New Zealand? The New Zealand people hear me on a Bulgarian radio station better than they do on the one that he got down there.
Bless you, Lord.
Hello? Hey, Brother Bess.
Yes, sir.
When are you going to put your best foot forward?
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Bess. Hey, Brother Bess, don't you understand that those kind of words don't mean a damn to me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you do it every day you call.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, you're going to do. Yeah. And you think I'm excited about you coming, huh?
No, sir.
No way. If I had my brother, you could stay right there in the Bronx and love that little old woman and pay the little old bills. Brother Best, don't listen to me now. Just don't listen to me. There's not a person that lives on these grounds that's in debt.
Don't listen to me now. Just don't listen to me.
Do you know why?
I don't know why, sir.
Because I got him out of debt. Oh! Hey, you dummy. Stay where you're at. Bye. I was trying to talk about that yesterday. You damn folk won't listen to me. You think the way the world's going now, he's ever going to get out of debt? Dumb, damn, stupid people. Hello? God bless you, Brother Mark. Thank you. You folk are beautiful. See what you're doing. Trying to understand. Come on here. You're doing... Hello? Hard to get a hold of me.
Call you by the phone. On my number, what I have. 843. But before then, Brother Stephen...
I know what it's like, but I can't get my brothers to systematically check it. They just won't do it.
They hear it, Brother Seth.
I got men who work in that computer room. They'll be checking the phone, checking the system, make sure it's working. But they won't do it.
Brother Seth.
God bless you.
You know, I
but God has brought me out of it. I believe and have faith.
And then you get out of Atlanta.
Brother said you were praying for me, even though I had another sister to call in. But I believe you were praying for me. I
believe
you.
And then you get out of Atlanta.
Yes, sir. You're right, Brother.
Oh, I know I'm right.
I know you're right, Brother. Say, I can't go against it. I know you're right. And I will not rebel against it. I will not, because you're right, Brother Stan. I'm wrong and you're right. And
Lord,
that's
bless
the
you.
Truth.
I think it was yesterday I was trying again to explain. And I know that should never be done. I'll quote the scripture. Over and over and over and over. And the God of glory.
Glory.
Appeared to our father Abraham in the land of Mesopotamia.
Yes, Lord.
And said, you get up, you get out,
Hallelujah. You
get away from your family, your kinfolk.
Yes, yes.
And then when you do that, I will show you where to go. Hello.
Bless you, Brother Stair. This is Sister Sharon.
God of glory.
Yeah.
Yeah, up in North Carolina. Still listening today.
See, all I can say to you folks, and even to them, what do they expect me to do? So play, the ark's built, the houses are here, the fields are work, the opportunity to do it is right here. And you can quote the Bible to them over and over and over again. If you're going to war a good warfare for your soul, not for your family, not for your body, for your soul, you do not entangle yourself with the affairs.
Glory, thank you, Father.
Of this light.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Bills, debts, houses.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
He that overcometh.
And you go to hell, you liar. That's what we are, overcomers. And we shall and we will. Come you, you damn devil. And they overcome him. I wonder which one of you going to save me out with that kind of junk. And I can stand and talk all day long to Steve and tell him straight out, there ain't one person, not even himself, that hears what he's saying. He doesn't hear.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You see, I've done things that no other preacher's done. I haven't set a date, but I've given you a time limit.
That's right.
Lord, and then God allows my life to be disciple.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, God. Who the hell wants to live in this world at 87?
Thank you, God.
Who wants to do that? Huh?
Oh, God.
And then when I talk about the potential,
oh, bless you, Jesus.
Boy, something.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Then the Lord said unto me, 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 then the Lord said unto me. The Benny Hens, the Pat Robinsons, and all these other pillow prophets, these new, there's thousands of them, telling us what's going to happen. But they're not talking about the coming of Christ.
No. Amen.
That's the only hope.
Yes.
There is no other hope.
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yes.
A new covenant.
Hallelujah.
The covenant, the word that God made is new every day.
Yes. Glory. Yes, Lord.
And the damn fool, the devil just rages and rages and rages and rages. I can't believe you folks sit there when I tell you that. What you talking about? What you talking about? How many of you rage against me?
Hallelujah.
They grumbled and they murmured against God and. They murmured against God and. They murmured against God and. And the prophet like unto. Will the Lord your God raise him? And don't murmur against him.
No.
Because they murmured against God and Moses, many of them died.
Yes.
They died.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
I can see Moses walking through them, watching them die.
Oh, Jesus.
You focus on, aren't you? You really don't have it to measure. Compadres with Steve, a new covenant. The new covenant is the one that Christ made.
Hallelujah.
If I go away,
I will come again.
His side of the come to the time will come, and your son is to be ready for his coming. Then the Lord said unto me, the Joel Osteens,
all right,
the Benny Hens,
yes,
and little so-called women prophetess. God, do they look ridiculous. Thank God we watch them. They prophesy lies in my name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I said them not.
Amen. Oh. Hallelujah.
Neither have I committed them, neither spake they unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision. Amen. Hear that, Steve? And divination.
Yes, Lord.
And the thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God, knock me. Come on, sit there again. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Woe be unto you that are at ease,
my Lord,
in Zion.
Glory now.
Is it nothing to you, all you that watch what's going on? Does it mean nothing to you at all?
Glory now.
All you that pass by? They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore,
therefore, yes, Lord.
Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets,
yes.
Steve, Benny Hinn, Joel Osteen. Name on this, hundreds of them. Just punch in the word prophet on your computer and watch them come up. Every shape, every color, every size, every spirit. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name. I said them not.
Amen. Yes, Lord God.
Yet they say, hey, but they say now. Listen. Listen. Come on, Sister Burgess. You can do better than that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Don't sit there like you. You got good understanding.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yet they say, sword,
war,
and famine shall not be in this land.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How can you sit there like that and watch what's going on?
Glory.
And the thing is, you're in the land of plenty. Food shortage? Not here.
Glory.
By sword, by war, and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Why don't you shake yourself, people? Why won't you do it? Please tell me why you just sit there so nonchalant.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Sword and famine ain't come to this place. No, America. I saw this morning where they are selling a new car. $44,000. Car lots everywhere, packed with cars. Brand new Benton. I can't believe you folks sit there so unconcerned.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
You want me to have somebody check on a bunch of carrots downtown? Or spinach? Stop it!
My Lord. Oh, bless you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
America's going to be destroyed by war.
Yes.
That will be strengthened by famine.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's already a food shortage. I told you years ago they will restrict your travel.
Yes. Yes. Here we go.
You people are really something.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Just what are you going to do when the string comes down on your head? You better be glad somebody done something. You better be glad somebody saw far off. Behold, listen to it now. I am against them that prophesy false dreams. Did have you tell us a dream? Is it a false one? She had a dream.
Yes.
That has to do with a gathering here. Right here.
Amen.
Right here.
Right here.
So they didn't recognize nobody. He also said there was a big crowd.
That's right. Glory. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Lord.
They will come from the north and the south and the east and the west.
Yes, Lord.
And they'll sit down on the overcomer community.
Amen.
Right on.
And it was not, but I was there for 20 years and did a lot of work. Cast them out.
My Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Don't try to outstare me. I still can see you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Every time I come to this pulpit, the Lord reminds me of the man out here in Cottesville. The pastor stepped up in the pulpit, started reading his text, and drop dead.
Amen.
What a way to go.
Amen.
I'm not going that way. I know you all wish I'd drop dead, but I ain't going to drop dead.
My Lord.
Bless you, Lord. I'm not even fighting to live.
Hallelujah.
Is there anybody in this place that's understanding what's going on? Anybody?
Oh,
brother, you ought to be grateful that I cook. You ought to be grateful that I clean. Me? I'll be grateful. You do it? Y'all thank God you can do it. Y'all thank God what you can do it. It's not to the Lord, it's not unto yourself. You're a bunch of iniquitous, selfish people.
Yes, Lord.
You got it all worked out, huh, Lord? I know why he got me.
Glory.
When he get ready to come and get me, then come and get me. He wants to look for me.
Glory.
Well, he won't. See, you folks don't believe this. The last thing has to be done in Jerusalem.
Glory.
And he set his face towards Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as they were in the way, see, a lot of you folks were in the way. Yeah, you're in the way. Well, you ought to get on the way.
Hallelujah.
Not in the way, on the way.
Amen.
They were afraid. I'm not afraid.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, bless you.
Remarkable that I've been with you now for several hours and you haven't seen me go, you don't spend an hour with it. I don't do that.
Lord.
Day or night.
Glory God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, oh God.
Bless the world.
Bless your name, Father.
Lord.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, I look for a man. Couldn't find none. Now I'm looking for a woman. Can't find one either.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a man, God said.
Hallelujah.
Can't find none.
Oh, God. Oh, bless you.
am I looking for? What am I looking for? I'm looking for somebody to find me where I'm looking for a man and can't find none. David, come here, sister. Remember what you wrote me? You got it down? My God, Jamie. You sent me a couple of emails yesterday or this morning. You did. Huh? She sent one, but you sent one too. Whatever.
Yes.
My God. Well, you mean you can remember?
No,
you keep saying this is you, this is you, this is you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Is that you, Lord? Is that you? Is that you? Is that you? You got the scripture? Read it.
Run ye to and fro.
Run you to and fro.
Through the streets of Jerusalem.
Through the streets of the overcomer.
And see now.
And see now.
And know.
And know.
And see.
And seek
in the broad place,
in the broad roads.
If you can find a man,
see if you can find a man.
If there's any that executeth judgment,
hallelujah,
that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
You have made me. Read it right to you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's not for somebody far off.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You want to read that again?
Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, mm-hmm, and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof.
Hallelujah.
If you can find a man.
Hallelujah.
If there be any that executeth judgment.
Hallelujah.
That seeketh the truth. And I will pardon it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord.
Glory.
And do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies, by their lightness.
Yes, Lord.
I sent them not. I'm too heavy, ain't I? I won't treat it too light, will I?
Glory. Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, Brother Best, I told you 2 years ago to get down here.
Bless you, Jesus.
We had your debts already taken care of.
Right. Hallelujah.
Well, you can tell the Lord I'll come when I get my pay my debt. You say, I paid it for you. Come on. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it just dawned on me. Jesus paid it. Therefore, they shall not profit the people at all. At all. Beloved, I wish above all things. Beloved, I wish above all things. Beloved, I wish above all things that you some of you folks need to shut up with yourself. And my whole problem this morning again is I'm talking very sobering, and you folk don't believe me.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
We got Passover coming up here.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Jack back there says he believes it could be the last one.
Right.
Falls right in time schedule, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where would be a more appropriate place to talk about the last Passover than at the last day proper?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You always look at me. See, you don't believe it. You don't believe this is the end. I can speak to you all day long. Right in the beginning, God declared the end.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So shall it be in the end of the world. So shall it be in the end. Make me to know my end. Jesus said, that's who I am. I'm the one that I let you know me first, but I'm also the end. Hey, don't blame me for the spirit of this world.
No.
I'm not of it. And I should be understood very easily if we understand the way God does things.
Hallelujah.
As high as the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Above the earth.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
This world, this community, this farm is not my home. I'm a sojourner. I'm a stranger in this land. I'm looking for a city.
Hallelujah.
And not New York City.
Glory.
Not even Jerusalem.
Glory.
I'm looking for the New Jerusalem.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Not the one they're going to lift up, but the one that's coming down. Somebody! I'm pressing on. The devil believes he's too high for us. So instead of coming up high, you want to pull me down, don't you?
Hallelujah. Glory.
I'll bring me down to your level.
Glory.
I'm not coming.
Glory.
I'm not coming down.
Glory.
I'm working on the walls of this New Jerusalem, and I'm not coming down. Now, God can knock me down anytime he's ready.
Yes.
And the enemy wants to.
Yes.
Don't shut up. I tried to tell you about that.
Hallelujah.
And as far as I know, don't look for me. I'm not coming.
Hallelujah. Gloria. Bless it. Bless it.
And then you'll be extremely grateful. Because I let you come to my house and look at my face.
Hallelujah.
And I got to look at yours then too, see?
Hallelujah.
Hey, Brother Paul, how did I respond when you walked up to me the other day? Hey, Paul,
yes?
Will you stand up, please? How did I respond when you took a chance and walked up to me? Did I talk to you? Didn't say a word to him.
Oh, bless you.
Didn't say a word to you, did I? Not a word. And he answered them?
No.
Not a word. God bless you, Paul.
Thank you, Father.
The Lord knew what he's doing. Bring you here as an old man.
Thank you, Father.
That'll stop your cold.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I know the Lord has made a way. Who made the way so you can come here? Well, you came for the community, or did you come because there's a man of God here? Well, now, brother, say you're a man of God when you do what I think you ought to do.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Bless it, Lord. My Lord.
See, your iniquity is so strong.
Yeah, God.
So you want to plant a garden? There's a lot of garden space out there. Yeah, go plant one.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Put your name on it. Say, my garden.
Glory.
I'd rather put his name on it. His garden. I come to the garden. God bless you, Brother and Sister Matthews. They're both about dead. And what we're seeing a whole lot of is demon possession. I try to tell you people, but you won't listen to me. What is this causing you trouble? A devil. You're giving too much place to the devil. He torments your mind. Possession pains in your bodies. Stop mocking me!
Hallelujah. Glory now. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I hear from many sources. Oh, George just goes crazy sometimes, Brother Stair. Yeah. Like the little kids I've seen on the YouTube. They're going crazy.
My Lord, yes.
They tear up things. They scream, they holler.
Amen.
Demon possession.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Right now, we have another possession, right? But we have oppression. And boy, he makes you tear up things, can't he? Can't he?
Yes.
Right. Isn't this something, how little we know about the way? Hey, the more you know about God, the more you know about the devil. Mm-hmm. We're not angry with his device. A spirit takes him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Brother Phil over there put a log across my dish out here.
Right.
Used to walk across it all the time. Even with the wife, think not, be very careful. Because I remember the story in the Bible about the devil throwing a man into water and throwing him into the fire. So when I get to the stove, I better keep myself.
All right now.
Amen. Jenny, old folk, you won't conceive nothing, will you?
Amen.
Carefulness.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Throw them into the fire.
Yeah.
Throw them into the water.
Right.
Yeah.
Knocks them down.
Yes,
Lord. Buffets them.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
I give you just a bunch of stories in the book, huh? Yeah, the devil makes you do it. Yeah, he does. Only because you let him.
You let him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Give no place to the devil.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to challenge him with that little narrow thing.
Glory.
I'll be right for you.
Glory. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
You seem to have knocked me down right here. Oh, boy. I wish I could show you your faces.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you. Passover's coming up soon.
Amen.
Says our military might and all of it will be absolutely destroyed. Now, that's not the first time I told you that. You know that. How many know I'm telling you the truth? That's not the first time I told you that. You know that. Everyone, you know that. I spoke it back in the prophecy back in, when was that? 2006? I spoke it into prophecy. I spoke it back in 1988. Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Here's one. Here's one. Listen to it.
You'll see them shortly come to pass. You will see a great upheaval in Washington, D.C. You will see a political turmoil that will shake our political process to its very cores. For the judgments of the Lord, and now in 1987, are going to be fulfilled heavily upon this nation. You will see them shortly come to pass. And now in 1987, you will see a great upheaval in Washington, D.C. You will see a political turmoil that will shake our political process to its very cores. You will see them shortly come to pass. And now in 1987, in 1987, 1987.